Scoot over here, buddy.
I want to welcome everyone out to Commissioner's Court. This is our Thursday, May 31st regular session of court. We're going to start with the invocation by Commissioner Gentry, and then we'll stand for our pledges.
Bow with me, please. Dear gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your hand of provision, your hand of protection over us, Father. We ask that you be with those that are abroad and at home, Father, that serve us in harm's way. We ask for you to place a hedge of protection around them and their families, Father. I ask that you be with us today as we make decisions for our county and its citizens. Help us to use the wisdom that you've given us wisely. We just thank you for all your many blessings. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
Item 3 is consider and take action on approval of A, the minutes of the previous meeting.
Move to approve minutes of the previous meeting.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to approve the minutes of the previous meeting. Those in favor?
Aye.
The minutes are approved. 3B is payroll changes.
Move to approve payroll changes.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Barker to approve payroll changes. Those in favor?
Aye.
Payroll changes are approved. 3C is payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to approve payroll. Those in favor?
Aye.
Abstain.
Payroll is approved.
Judge, we also have an election payroll.
Okay. So there's an election payroll too.
Okay.
We need to amend it?
No, it'll work.
Budget signs.
Item 3D, our budget amendments.
Move to approve budget amendments.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Barker to approve budget amendments. Those in favor?
Aye.
Budget amendments are approved. Three E, our accounts payable.
Motion to approve accounts payable.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Barker, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to approve accounts payable. Those in favor?
Aye. Abstain.
You vote aye.
Aye. Sorry.
Accounts payable are approved.
Let's concentrate.
Concentrate. Item 3F, our auditor reports, treasurer reports, bonds, oaths, deputations, certificates, state and county tax summary, refund of overpayment or erroneous tax payments in excess of $2,500, TxDOT letters for right-of-way funds, and applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights-of-way and permit requests. Now, the agenda is a little bit different this time. Item 3 says consider and take action on approval of. And we now have the erroneous tax payment in excess of $2,500 included in item F. So this is more than just recording. We're going to take action to approve these things. Just clarifying.
Yeah, we have to take that action though to do that. So I make a motion that we record those documents and accept the erroneous tax payments in excess of $2,500.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Barco, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to record those items and approve the payment of the $2,500.
Yeah. In excess.
In excess tax payments. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 4 is discuss and take action to approve TxDOT resolution regarding the acquisition of right-of-way. This is a resolution wherein we participate with TxDOT on the acquisition of right-of-way on the 155 bridge where it crosses Lake of the Pines. They are, TxDOT is ready to finally begin that project, and our participation is $52,000. That's our part of the right-of-way acquisition. It's a little more expensive than they thought it was going to be because the power lines are going to have to be moved.
This is a long-term project that they're doing.
Yes.
Can we put that in next budget as opposed to allowing it now, taking it out of contingency?
We have $27,000 in that line item this year, and then we could put another 25 next year.
That's what I think we should do, and then we can plan for it.
They have to approve that. They have to. She said if it's not all paid within 30 days, that she will have to seek approval from somebody higher up at TxDOT.
Let her seek it. I'd rather plan for it than take it out of contingency.
She didn't really act like it was going to be a problem, though, did she?
Probably not. Okay. I mean, I look at it as though you haven't spent anything on it in the last, since FY14. We've budgeted it every year, so that excess is there.
It may be in the bank, but I'd rather plan for it. That's my suggestion.
We can ask.
That's up to y'all.
So what's your motion?
If it needs to be a motion, I'll make it. Does it need to be a motion?
Yes. Let's approve the resolution and request that we be able to pay it in 2 budget years.
I make a motion that we approve the resolution and that we request the payment in 2 budget years.
Second.
Motion is by Commissioner Barker, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to approve the resolution regarding the right-of-way and request from TxDOT the opportunity to pay that in 2 budget years, this year and next year. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 5 is discuss and take action to accept a donation from East Texans for Liberty for use by the constables. Ms. McMahon?
Is it right here okay?
That's fine.
Okay, we just had a Upshur County Law Enforcement Appreciation Dinner, and a lot of sponsors donated to it, and the funds that we received were $4,000. And I just wanted to recognize all the donors and sponsors, but especially the top ones for the $500 each, Custom Commodities, R&K Distributors, Inc., Jay and Kimberly Miller, and H&W Marine and Power Sports. And if I could please, since we're in the middle of the agenda, after this is over, can we get a photo with donors that are in the room, as well as the Commissioner's Court?
Sure.
Thank you.
And it's $4,000, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And Brandy, that'll go on a separate line item, or straight into theirs?
What we'll need to do is determine what expenditure account in their budget that we need to plug that in. They need to let me know what they'd like to do with that money, but they really need to spend it before the end of this fiscal year.
It has to be spent before October 1.
Or it goes into the general fund, is that correct?
It falls into the general fund if you don't spend it.
And you'll split it between the four constables?
Yes, sir.
And they can spend it on whatever they want to?
Whatever you want to.
No restriction?
As long as it's a legal expense approved by the auditor.
And will be a line item, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have a number, talk to the auditor.
Yeah, just visit with the auditor about where you want it.
I think Larry still is looking for lights, maybe a battery.
Thank you for raising the money and contributing that to the constables. We appreciate that.
Do we need to make a motion?
Accept the donation.
I move that we accept the donation from East Texas for Liberty for use by the constables and to be placed in their budget.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to accept the donation from East Texas for Liberty and place it in the constable's budget. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved.
Good. Can I say something?
Yes.
Speaking for the constables, Stacy, we want to thank you and the donors for this. We appreciate it, and we appreciate all the work that y'all do. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Constable. Item 6 is here from Sheriff Webb regarding bids on the jail commissary. Sheriff?
Basically, what this is just to let y'all know that I will be going out for bids. The commissary contract is up in August, so I just basically wanted to get the record that we are at the end of our 5-year and we're looking for bids. I will come back when we get the bids and let y'all know if we made a selection.
Okay. If y'all will remember, this is strictly the sheriff's purview. He is the one who goes out for bids on his commissary, and we have little to do with it. He just wants to make us aware of it.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sheriff. Item 7 is discuss and take action to approve a resolution regarding the Sheriff's Office NIBR system project. Sheriff, this is a grant, is that correct?
Yes, it is. It's a state grant, non-matching. The amount of the grant that I've asked the state for is $358,379. We still haven't been notified of the amount that we're going to get. This is basically going for the new computer system, operating system for the Sheriff's Office that would be NIBR's compliant.
And this is a non-matching?
Yes, non-matching.
That's what I thought.
When do they let the...
We should know by June the 1st or shortly thereafter.
Next couple of few days.
That's around corner.
Right around the corner.
Good.
Make a motion to accept.
One question. May I ask one quick question?
Yes.
Sheriff, you are going to get part of it, or do you know for sure you're going to get part of it, and you're just not sure how much?
I wouldn't. The way that it's been going with the, and I've talked with some of the other, one of the folks that does some of the grants, and they've been giving funds. There has been funds awarded. Now the amount, some of them have had the whole thing approved. Some of them have had half, some of them have less than that. I think any amounts that we do get from the state towards the program would be a great benefit to us.
So you're expecting to get at least part of it?
I'm expecting to get something.
Okay.
I'm just not sure what yet.
Okay, thank you.
If you don't get the whole thing, then what do you do? Do you not take it at all?
No. I will be back to talk to y'all due to our other issues with the computer program that we have and make further recommendations to move forward.
Well, I'm going to make the motion to accept the resolution and let them...
I just want to make you aware that I would accept anything that the state is going to give us.
Second.
Just to make that clear.
Okay.
All right.
Who said second? Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to approve the resolution in support of the grant for the Sheriff's Office for their NIBRS computer system project. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 8 is discuss and take action to remove or change the cap on the new holiday time accumulation. We have been made aware that we have an issue with the accumulation of new holiday time. This is an emotionally charged subject. There's a lot of feelings about it. And Commissioner Burka suggested to me prior to the meeting that he and I and the auditors and the sheriff and whoever you want to bring to the meeting, Sheriff, that we all sit down together and try to reach a resolution for this problem.
I'm good with that.
So that we don't just go into a melee here in the middle of court today.
Yes, sir.
But I think that'll work better if we sit down together.
Anytime you want to.
Okay. And we'll find a solution.
That's fine.
Okay. So item 8 will be tabled.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
There is a motion and a second to adjourn. Those in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned.
Pretty much.
Well.